Hi, and welcome to the Art of the Profitable Lifestyle Gym podcast. I'm Chris Thorndike, a 14-year practicing brick-and-mortar gym owner. In this podcast, we'll talk you through how to grow your gym membership base with long-term members, how to create a consistent flow of leads, and how to enjoy running a gym that gives you the income you need to live the lifestyle you want. I'll show you how to pay yourself $5,000 a month take home and make $5,000 a month in gym profit. Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to the Art of Profit Lifestyle Gym. Joined today, Chris Thorndike, Andre Ramos. Good afternoon. We are in the afternoon amongst a tropical storm. So that's the present state of Florida, guys, if you're listening. But we are here and we're going to do some solid work today. We are looking into this idea of scaling. Okay. So Andre, you and I have been talking about really the shift I had recently, you know, kind of going back and saying, hey, what was the difference of how you ran the business, you know, 10 years ago versus now? What was that shift in you? And we came up with this concept of saying, well, I had this mindset of growth and trying to reach for anything and everything to grow my revenue. And then there was this shift in trying to do it differently, whether that be more efficiently or what have you, the term scale came to mind. And that's the topic today, guys. We're going to talk about the difference between a growth mindset and a scaling mindset and why that's important as a business owner, a gym owner. And if you don't know the difference, let this be the moment that you start really looking at it from a different lens. And I think there's a lot of opportunity to shift the business model and improve it and just ultimately get more value as an owner out of your business and for your clients.
Yeah, for sure. And I think we should maybe start with like, what is scaling? Just because I feel like that word is kind of thrown around a lot. And we both have our own definitions, but they're essentially saying the same thing. So I think it would be cool to like share what is scaling for you.
Yeah, for me, this really comes out to be like the thing that came to mind was like doing the least amount of work for the most amount of value. And there's a certain, you know, kind of thinking of each and every single year I'm trying to level up and do things more impactful or not have to run the business so, you know, with so much effort or time, but still not drop the value in terms of the outcome for the client. And in fact, I'm trying to raise it. So that's how I'm thinking about scale each and every year. Growth, you know, just to put that out there and I'll flip it and see where your head's at. It, to me, like the old model was I was trying to accumulate revenue. I was really trying to expand in every aspect to just grow that overall goal number of revenue. And I didn't have any really intentional focus on what that would look like from a time, employee cost or effort. It was just grow. We're going this way and we're going to try and build this thing as big as possible, regardless of what it took to get to that, you know, gross revenue.
Yeah. Yeah. It's interesting when you were saying that I was like, it's kind of like having two scenarios. Scenario one is a gym makes like $200,000 in revenue in 1 year. And on paper, it's like, okay, great. And then year two, they do the same thing. And on paper, that business looks like they stayed the same, but scaling is the year one, they did it working 40 hours a week with 5 employees and a bunch of programs. And like, this was how it was made. Year two, it created the same result maybe, but they did it working 20 hours a week, with higher profit margins, with a very lean team, with a very simple business model. And so, yeah, I think that like sometimes the numbers don't tell the whole story and scaling is the thing that really helps you identify like, how did you create that revenue? And I think that's like a really important part of the story or the picture.
Yeah. And it's interesting to look at it from a standpoint of like, you know, we analyze the market. We look at it from how much energy and work going in. I think that's just how we naturally are wired. And genuinely trying to make improvements, I feel like you need that. Now, there's a lot of focus still on that growth mindset. I see it every day in the market where people will talk about revenue as if that's the gold standard. And I think making sales is important, but at some point, you know, factoring in, well, how much work did it take to create that? Well, how much resources, you know, did you spend to create that? And then you look at that net and you say, well, you might have double the revenue, but less profit margin, or you might have double the revenue, but it took you three times the amount of time, energy, and effort, and you don't have the same lifestyle. And I feel like that's like pulling the curtain up and saying, hey, are you guys really seeing that gross revenue only tells a fraction of the whole story behind how that business is functioning, how that owner is finding value in their work, and then just looking at it through that lens? And there's not a lot of that out there. You really have to search it out, which comes to this topic we were talking about. Does that happen at a certain business maturity, a certain number of years in business before you really start, I don't know, evolving into that level of thinking?
Yeah. Yeah. It is like an interesting, like how much you make versus how much you actually keep, which kind of goes into my definition of scaling. I think for me, scaling is making more personal income and business profit and getting your clients faster and better results. So I think a lot of times people think like scaling just makes your program watered down and now you're not giving individualized attention and the client suffers. And sure, some people do it that way, but that's not the way that we believe is the best way and not what we teach our clients. We want the experience for the client and the member to still stay, you know, at a high level, top notch, like really quality. And honestly, it forces you to think at a higher level, right? Like, okay, how do I create more value? How do I know my clients at a deeper level? What do they struggle for on month four? What do they struggle with on month 18, right? Like you start to really fully understand your client journey and you like work on like creating a deep impact and delivery that's going to get them the results that they want. Because I think a lot of times people think like, oh, people just want to come in here to get a good workout in or to, you know, like lose 10 pounds. And sure, that may be the thing that like, you know, gets them to like go through into your gym, but the goal is lifelong, right? And so part of what you need to do as a gym owner is you have to sell them on the lifelong journey, right? Because you know that like it takes becoming a person, like it takes their whole identity changing into I'm a person who just works out consistently year round, no matter what's going on in my life. That takes going through the journey of that. It takes going through the holidays. It takes figuring out how to do that when you're busy with your kids and you're managing your life. And so like really understanding your client's journey will just help you become a better business owner, because now you're like, okay, I know that this is all that they're going to experience and all that they're going to, you know, the hurdles are going to have to jump through. How do I make this experience better for them so they can get, you know, continue to get results even on year, you know, three or four. And you doing that should be a part of how you scale, because that's ultimately going to create like a win-win situation, not just for you as the owner who's now created a program that creates a lot of value and can sell at a higher rate and can deliver in a lean way. Also, your clients are getting good results.
Yeah, the interesting thing I think as we talk like this term of maturity as a business owner, I can remember having almost like this unguided energy towards just trying to get as many members as possible. And I kind of labeled it as like, I'm going to help everybody. And there was like this layer of good intention behind it. But when you start talking about like improving the journey, to some people that can feel like, hey, I'm asking you to slow down. And I'm asking you to put more time and energy into areas of the business that don't feel like they're moving it forward. And I think that's a trap sometimes, because like the growth side of things, it's like, I'm going to push really hard in market and then I'm make a sale and yeah, I won. And then on to the next one. And then that mentality over the years, I realized is that's what can contribute to like a lot of turnover of clients. Because like you're saying, if you don't go intentionally into the journey and start thinking about, well, how do I make this person have the best outcome? You know, how did I set up the experience for them? And I think you can get really trapped in one way of thinking without really kind of all those layers. So your definition, it was like, you know, you're considering the income and you're considering the outcome of the client and you're considering the, you know, owner. Like those are variables that honestly, I can remember over the years that I was only focused on one at a time. And then until I learned what the, you know, the self-respect and saying, hey, I'm a big part of this equation. Why am I not considering how much work and energy and time and stress that the business is taking to run? And then I was like, oh, I need to make some adjustments to include the fact that I have to make money and I have to, you know, go out and promote, but I'm not going to do it without considering my lifestyle.
Yeah.
But it was almost like I only had the blinders on. I was looking through a telescope and then I got like binoculars. I was like, oh my gosh, I couldn't even, why didn't I see that?
Yeah. And I think that might have to do also with like, there's so much passion when you start something, especially totally. If it's been your goal to like be a gym owner or open your business and open your gym, that you're like, I don't matter right now. Like the gym matters. My passion matters. What I'm doing matters. And like, that's a beautiful thing. Right. But also it's not sustainable. Like it's not sustainable to just always operate in passion and like putting yourself last, because if you are trying to make this a full-time career that supports your life, you know, pays you a professional salary, you can't always be last. Like, I think there's this almost like romanticized journey of, I am like, you know, brand new gym owner and putting it all out there and serving my clients. I don't like, I'll take care of myself last. And I think that that narrative, it doesn't always serve the long-term vision. And by it doesn't always, I mean, it doesn't serve the long-term vision, because if you're leading this movement, if you're leading this community, if you're leading your gym, you have to be okay. Like you have to put yourself in a position where you're not last. You are taking care of yourself. You are, you know, able to take the weekends off or the evenings off. You're not getting home at 11 o'clock or waking up early, you know, every single day and sacrificing your health and your own sort of well-being to make this work. Like maybe sure, you know, first month in as you're getting your bearings of like how to do all this. But if you're in that, like, I'm just going to bear it all. And as long as the gym is good for more than a year, I think it's like, okay, we need to reevaluate why you're not putting yourself, why you're making yourself the last priority. Why are you not, like you say, making yourself part of the equation?
Yeah. I asked this question last week to my gym owners of like, hey, what are your hobbies? And they're like, I work. And it was just an interesting moment where I remember like that, but it was almost like that was the perfect example of not factoring yourself in. And we see that on the income side too, of when you're not thinking about scale of saying, hey, I'm a big part of this and my life needs to be factored in as a time, as an income. And that's really important. You can't grow yourself out of this, you know, business to the point where you just reach a certain point and you won. I always think of it as like it's a lifestyle. So why not continue to try and think about, you know, applying this definition. Mine is least amount of work for the most amount of value. So every single year, it's like, how do I cut, you know, the time back? But if I don't have an intentional way of like, what am I going to do with that time? I think I shifted in a sense of like, I'm going to go take that time and then pump it into myself and into like a hobby or personal time or family time. Because that in the end recharges you to come back and work on the business in a different lens. It's like, you can't see things all the time when you're in like hammer mode. It's like, see a nail, hammer it. That's like growth mode mindset. I feel like you're just kind of swinging and just trying to do all of the things. And then you don't have the perspective of scale, which is where you take a step back and say, am I intentional? Am I doing everything I could possibly do to better these, say, categories of my business? Because those are like the principles or the foundation. It's almost like you're working with no principles, no like solid foundation of what's really driving the business.
Yeah. Yeah. As you were saying that, it made me think, like, I think there's also different stages where growth and scale become a priority to the owner. And I think you said it was like a maturity thing. I also think it's like a season of life, right? Like, I think for you, you are in a season of life where you have a family and your daughter, and like you value those evenings at home at a higher level than maybe me, who is like, it's just me and my husband. And like, yes, I value those, but I feel like you definitely value them more. Like, just even the way that you talk about it. And I think like there's nothing wrong if you are in a season or a time in your gym where you want to pour all of it, like all of your time, energy, and effort into it. Like, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. What we're saying is like, don't get stuck there and have like the vision to eventually get out of the grow, grow, grow growth mode and like start thinking about like, how do I scale this business to also like give me the lifestyle that I want, right? Because you don't want to build a business that requires everything of you. And then like all of a sudden you're like, okay, I want to get married and have kids. I have to completely reshift my business model because I wasn't thinking about this. And I think for me, that's something that like I'm very aware of, just even seeing how you like structure your life. Like, even though I'm in this season, I'm like very in tune with like, okay, but when I start a family and when my life changes and, you know, daycare and all that, like this is going to need to shift. And how am I going to like line up my life to support that? So yeah, I think like there's nothing wrong if you're in that growth stage. So for those people listening, like, be there, but consider what you need to do now foundationally to set yourself up to scale. Don't overbuild in growth, because then it makes scaling a lot harder. And this is usually like the people that are like 1 to 5 years in. Like, if you've owned a gym for like less than 5 years, you're probably still heavily in your growth mode. The gym owners that are like, okay, I've done this, like, I know how to create revenue. I've done the challenges I've created a lot of revenue, and I still don't feel like I'm at where I need to be. Those are the gym owners that are like, okay, I need to figure out how to scale, because I can't keep just being in the growth hamster wheel. I need more time with my family. I'm at a different stage of life. And then for those owners, if they didn't overbuild in the growth phase, it's easier to transition into how do I scale my program, my gym to support my life.
Yeah, you made me think of some. So say that the 1 to 5 years, and it's like that's startup mode where you absolutely, you know, you're like being shot out of the cannon to make all the numbers work, right? You've got this stress of like, holy crap, I did it. I opened or I bought a business and I'm doing it. And you're just kind of like getting your bearings and feeling like settled. So totally get it. You're kind of reaching for and searching, exploring, right? Like that's part of the maturity. That's why it's a phase of business, but it's an internal phase, like you're saying, of like where you're at in life too. And it made me think about when you go through life cycles as a business owner, like for you, you just talked about like getting married and like you guys move in together, you get a house, you get like all these more responsibilities. And then there's the time component. And I think that's the moment I started being aware of like, I used to spend, you know, 12-hour days, 15-hour days at the business because no one was looking for me at home. Like no one was expecting me like to come home. How's your day? How's your car? Like that wasn't there. And then that's the first moment I think it was like, well, I'd really like to be home eating dinner with my partner and I don't want to be here. And then that's the first like, just being aware of it. And then same thing with like your income. It's like, well, I'd really like to take a vacation or I'd like to maybe buy a house one day. And you're like, you look at your growth model and you're like, I'm doing all these things, but there's really not the payout I was hoping for. And then I think that's just the awareness phase. And then maybe as you get a little more matured, and then your life cycle changes too, like when you have kids, it's like now you don't have the same amount of time to hustle and put in that same amount of work to run your business. And I think that's the aha moment I had when this scale mindset is like, how do I keep the revenues at the same level, but cut out all the other stuff that it takes to try and maintain that? And considering, well, if I didn't have to do all that other work, but I was able to keep the same net income or a better lifestyle, what would that look like? And then I think that's the first kind of awareness stage of what you're really thinking about, guys, in that sense of my definition of scale, of like, you have to like recognize those moments or those gut feelings are telling you that you want to optimize, telling you that you're seeking out an improvement, but do you listen to it? Do you take a step back and say, hey, I have the control as an owner to make these changes, or do I just feel stuck and I have to go head down and like hammer my way through it? And you don't.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So I think that that's just like a good thing to be aware of, keep on your radar and kind of recognize like, okay, I'm in the growth stage and that's fine. I'm supposed to be here. I feel good about it. Or kind of even recognize like, I've only been in the growth stage. There was another stage. What, like, how do I do that? Because I think that like there are different seasons of your life and your business has to be set up to support you in all of those seasons. And that's just going to take intentionality for you to like build the kind of business that can do that. So that's just like important to know.
You brought that up, and here, this is the interesting thing where like I'm 15 years in to this industry, and I think what's happening, this is the wisdom of people that have been in for a decade, and you're seeing people say, well, I'm burned out, or I'm not making the income I want, or it's too, you know, busy. And then what I think what they're forgetting is like, it's our responsibility to pass that information down to future generations coming up and building their businesses. And I want to help people like leapfrog that whole learning curve that we had to go through. But I think that information's like falling through the cracks of not getting passed on. So then it's like, we've been in this industry where people build these things up, they get burned out, and then they retire or they, you know, sell it or whatever. But there's not that handoff of learning. And you think about other businesses that have really created scale. You know, those are career businesses. Those are the ones that have gotten past owner operator. They've got maybe a few employees and then a manager, and then the owner keeps ascending up. That scale of like, you're able to create enough growth, but also enough profit margin and time that is valuable enough to hire people and say, hey, we're going to keep doing this because it's a good deal for everybody. It's a good deal for our customer. It's a good deal for our employees and their lifestyle. And it's a great deal to, you know, own and operate that because it's worth it. There's a lifestyle component and an income standpoint. And that's, I think, where we're at in the gym industry is we're actually, as collective gym industry, trying to get out of just growth phase of that 1 to 5 year mark that you're talking about. And we're saying, how do we learn to operate these things for 10 years, 15 years, 20 years? Because when you really look at the landscape, there's not many people out there doing that. And I think that's why this conversation is so important of going from growth phase to scale, and why that typically is not talked about now is because the whole industry is, if you look at it collectively as a whole, I bet there's, I don't know what the stats are. Maybe you guys out there listening can find this, but how many 10-year gym owner businesses are there? And my inkling is that if we looked at the landscape of the business models, it's closely tied to this understanding of you reach a certain point, if you don't scale, you die.
Yeah. I think that is probably the industry's biggest area of growth is to transition from grow, and really lean into what does it mean to scale? How do I do that? So let's open that up a little bit. Like, we are going to like continue talking about scaling. Like, this is more like what it is and, you know, the stages that you like are going to experience. And we're going to unpack like how do you scale and how do you solve problems through scale, and like really kind of just like start unpacking this at a higher level in other episodes coming up. But let's just start with like how, like a little mini intro of like, how do you scale? Like, because I think that maybe we've sold people on the idea of like, yes, that sounds lovely, but how do I do it? What do I do? What does that even mean? Like I'm showing up to my gym and then like, okay, I'm going to scale. What does that tangibly mean for me?
Right. If I had to put it into kind of some, we'll call it like leading indicators of how do you know you're scaling, right? One of the things that I think about is like, from an owner standpoint, operator standpoint, is it a good schedule? Is it like something that we feel is sustainable? And I think for this particular case, when you compare it to the industry, a lot of owners are, you know, working really long hours, and that's not sustainable. That's like a growth mindset. I'm just going to be the hammer and the nail. And that, at that point, you can only do that for so long before you have to start thinking about, you know, cutting back. So I think there's a time component of what we would need to focus on and say, well, how are you structuring your day? How are you investing your specific time blocks into things that will create the business to expand and to continue to evolve? But not all time is created equal. You know, it's how you do that in terms of like what you're focused on. I think the other thing is income. There was moments I've told you guys, and Andre, we've talked about this, where when I was in growth mode, my revenue would grow and so would my expenses. So would the amount of time and effort I was putting in, and that was not serving me anymore. So I think there's an income component that we would need to look down and say, well, how are you generating your income? And there's many programs in the businesses that if you guys really take a look at each and every single program, how much that program's bringing in and how much that's costing you, some of those are losing money and they're, you know, being carried by other aspects. And it's, well, why are you doing it? So I think that's an important piece of, is everything that you're doing have to be profitable? Maybe not, but like, should it? Yeah, if you're running a for-profit business and that's, you know, the attention and you're not at the income level that you want to be, there should be some thought in shutting down things that are no longer serving, you know, the company. And I think about like effort. And you and I have talked a lot about this of like, if I don't have to put so much energy and bandwidth into something, it frees you up to solve problems at a higher level, or it solves more complex problems. And I think this is what I'm excited about in where we're at the level that we think about problems, is saying, let's be very intentional about picking the right problems. Let's be very intentional about picking the big things that have massive impact. But there's a lot of people out there, I think, that are giving high amounts of effort, but they're not considering that eventually there's an easier, better, faster, more efficient way to do it. And those are the three things that I think about. Like, can we talk about time, how much it takes to run the business? And can we talk about income, not just revenue? And can we talk about effort to run the business as a whole and say those things are going to matter if it's sustainable? If it gives you the lifestyle you want as an owner operator, does it allow you to have an income that supports your family? But I kind of look at it as those three categories, and I have to consider all three of those when I make a business decision of saying it's my choice to run the company. But if I'm not factoring in these elements, well, then I'm not really considering scale, because these are the things that drive the company forward. And that's my happiness. That's, you know, essentially what I want to do and wake up every day motivated. But if each one of those get harder and harder to run every year or more unfulfilling, well, then you have to ask yourself, why are you doing it? And I think you have that option to either scale, stay put, and eventually burn out. But that's the wall. I want people to be aware of, it's like, it's time to scale if you know that the business is really hard and those three things are not being achieved. But that's how I would look at it.
Yeah.
We got to get in front of that.
I think another thing to consider is that in order for you to scale your business, you need a program that is scalable. Like a scalable business requires a scalable program or a scalable product. And in the gym space, in the group fitness gym space, that program is your group membership, because that is the program that truly can be scaled, right? Like you can't scale one-on-one because it requires one-on-one attention. If you tried to, you would just be hiring a lot of personal trainers and that creates a lot of overhead. And now you're doing the opposite of scaling. You're increasing your time, energy, and effort, resources. And that's, you know, you cannot truly scale a one-on-one program. And so I think like, yes, you want to consider the time, energy, and effort and like what program allows you to do that best. And in the gym space, that is your group program or your group membership, because you're essentially creating like a one-to-many service, right? Like one person is going to serve many, a group. Now, the way that you do that, again, has to still be like, you have to offer scalable solutions and you have to solve problems at scale and you have to onboard safely, like through the lens of scaling, right? There's still like different parts of even how you scale that program that you want to consider. And that's what we're going to talk about in our next couple of episodes. But I do think it is like, you have to pick the most profitable, scalable program that you have available in your like, you know, toolbox of things that I can offer at my gym. And that is going to be first and foremost your group membership.
Yeah. And yeah, when you put it all together and you say, okay, am I moving forward with this concept of scale? And I think you start to take a look at, well, how's your process and program set up? And is it delivering enough value to either get people to enroll in it and stay long enough to make the business not have to go out and get a bunch more members? So I think that's one of the first things I want you guys to recognize is when we're talking about growing group training, we recognize that what you offer in terms of your process is your product. So how you package that up, how you deliver that service matters. And why put any more effort into it than you need to? So it needs to be efficient, but that's one of the first things I look at. And then, you know, when it comes to scaling, we also have to consider like your marketing, your qualifying, your enrollment. So if you don't have a good process for those things, or it's even clear or simple, well, you haven't started thinking about areas of the business that you are doing regardless. You know, our conversation on our webinar with a lot of the owners the other day was like, if you don't take responsibility and own the marketing seat, who's going to do it for you? And part of this scaling mindset is saying, yeah, if I haven't been doing anything and taken any effort in that area, could you just be wasting time building programs and, you know, coming up with better workouts, when the real root of it is you need to place that time elsewhere and refocus it on marketing, but you need a path, and we have that. And the last thing I think is just like being okay with growing your business in multiple programs is great, but at some point you've got to talk to the right people. You've got to get serious about how you're marketing your company. And that means you got to focus on who you're a good fit for, who loves to train in group. And at the end of the day, I think that there's a lot of group owners that would really love to talk to a specific person. But if you don't ever niche down and focus on this, you know, 6 hours a week of marketing that we promote, then you don't have a really good plan in place. So my message to you guys in terms of, you know, scaling is saying, can we get clear on what it takes to bring group members into your business with the least amount of effort, with the most amount of value? And if we can address that and you're not happy with where you're at, you know, latch on to someone who's made that curve and scale and have a plan, have a process to get there, and it will save you years that I've wasted in figuring this out, or frustration where a lot of owners are just getting out of the business because the growth mindset is burning them out.
Yeah, for sure. So yeah, I think this was an interesting topic, and we're going to continue the conversation with, like, you know, what it looks like to scale your group program, answering all the questions through, well, how do I do this? If I'm doing one-on-one now, how do we take that away? Are people going to get mad because now they're not getting this? There's a lot of different, there's a mindset component even that comes with, like, okay, you're going to scale your business. This is what's required of you. And then that feels really uncomfortable and scary because changing things in your business is going to be challenging, right? Like, our brains want to hold on to things that are comfortable and safe, even if they're not working. They're just like, but I know this, I know how it works. It's not exactly how I want it to be, but I'm familiar. There's certainty even in the known. And so completely changing your business to, like, scale and changing things about it does feel uncomfortable. So yeah.
All right, guys. So if you need help scaling your business, focusing on increasing your membership rates, and really want a proven plan to do that, we've got a program that will help you scale. It's going to focus on helping you understand marketing and focusing your time on the things that actually attract group training members. In addition to that, if you struggle with finding the right people and helping them understand why you're worth it, I want to help you do that. We want to get in a position where we really look at this from a long-term perspective. I want to help you guys think about your new clients as relationships. And it's not about just the sale, it's about the long-term payout. And if you're thinking about scale, then you should be thinking about every single relationship as a long-term investment. And we want to show you how to do that and do it at the right rate. And then lastly, if you don't have a good sense of feeling organized in your company, feeling like you have a plan or, you know, a process that's simple and clear, it's time to get serious about that. And if you're serious about, you know, bringing profit into your company, paying yourself first, and really understand how to do that, you've got to get serious about how you're treating your clients, how you're presenting the outcome to them, and making sure that they feel comfortable, they feel confident in you if they're going to buy from you. So I want to help you guys organize that service in a way that it works for you and it's a good deal as an owner and operator, but it's also an amazing deal for people out there that need help, but they need help year round. And if we can start thinking about that level, then you're on your way to scale, but you're also on your way to the income, the lifestyle, and the business you always wanted. So join our Momentum program. It's 12 weeks long. We'll work with you each step of the way to help you get there. And you're going to learn a ton of information to elevate you as a business owner. But in addition to that, we're going to be guiding you hand in hand each step of the way so that it actually works for you and you get everything you need in 12 weeks to build the foundation of your company. So factoryforge.com/book. We'll set up a call. We'll go through how your business is performing, what you like, what you don't like, and we'll find a path forward for you that makes sense. And it frees you from that, you know, uncertainty, and it gets you where you need to be right now. And we'll do it in the next 12 weeks. If you're ready to start growing your membership base with long-term clients and building a gym that gives you income and lifestyle, then I want to invite you to apply to my program where I'll show you how to pay yourself $5,000 a month, take home, and make $5,000 a month in gym profit without spending all of your time working by implementing our proven process, the Lifestyle Gym Model. Head to factoryforge.com/apply to apply to work with us.